On this episode of the Catholic Schools Report, Wanda Billinger from the Thomas More Prep Marion Alumni Office speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about homecoming festivities this week. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Communications and originally aired on KAYS on Monday, September 16th. This is the Post Podcast.
So homecoming for TMP this week, a lot of festivities this week. In fact, the kids are probably participating in something already today.
They are, but I don't know what that is. They have something planned every day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whatever it might be, dressing up funny or something like that.
They'll probably come to school and they'll be in pajamas today or something.
Something like that. But on your end, yep. There's a lot of other, you have to worry about all the alums that are coming to town. You also have to worry about the parade itself, which is coming up on Friday night. And your parade, the TMP Marion Parade, is always a little earlier than other parades because your parade's actually longer than any parade.
Right.
Because your parade starts at the field house in that area. And works its way up 17th and then down Main. So it's a long parade.
And we have a lot of entrants again.
Oh, you do? Well, let's start talking about some of the parade entries and some of the stuff that you have on your agenda.
Okay, I will give you my agenda. Starts on Thursday. We have Thursday evening. We have the Sir Thomas More Society reception in the TMP dining room. And that's by invitation only. So if you didn't get an invitation, you can't attend that. But 7 o'clock on Thursday, they have a bake sale, Meet the Monarchs, Meet Your Favorite Athlete, photo and autograph sessions. 7:30, we have Blessing of the Full Sports and Activities, the Pep Rally, the introduction of the Homecoming King and Queen candidates. Hopefully, we can get our bonfire off the ground this year. For 2 years in a row, we have been rained out. So hopefully, we can get that done today, or Thursday, rather. Our grand marshals this year are Charles, 54, and Marlene Gable, 54, Brule. Our Point of Light recipients are Don of 69 and Deborah Klaus, Glenn 67 and his wife Anita Nuremberger. Our Jack Schramm Spirit Awards this year are going to Tim Schmidt, the 64 class, and another three recipients are Richard Augustine, Don Hoffman, and Larry Schaefer. Tim Schmidt started the Booster Club at TMP years ago. That's why he's getting the award. And Richard and Don and Larry started the Sizzling Summer Shootout for our school.
Is that a big process going through to try to figure out who's getting each award
there's a committee that we'll go through and see what they've done for the school and, you know, for everything to get it. So it is a little bit of a process.
So this is a process that's been going on for months and now it's coming to fruition.
Yes. Our homecoming king and queen candidates this year are Ethan Brenner and Adele Riedel, Blaine Riedel and Maggie Spino, Tyson Dinkle and Madison Rohr, Brandon Carlin and Katie Hale, and Lane Worth and Mary Kay Dwyer. Those are our king and queen candidates, and they will be introduced on Thursday night, but the crowning will be Friday at halftime.
Okay.
And this year, the theme is the kids have chosen The Sky is the Limit. Lane Worth is the Stucco president. Haley Casey is the Stucco vice president. Madison Rohr is the secretary, and Blaine Riedel is the treasurer. So if any students or parents have anything they want to ask, they can get a hold of those students.
And what was the theme again this year?
The sky is the limit.
Sky's the limit. Okay. Yep. I just want to know that because I'm the MC on it for Friday night, along with you as my co-host. Yep. And I want to make sure I get it. And we make sure that theme is there.
We do struggle every now and then.
We do.
Not too much.
Don't admit to that. Yeah.
And then Friday, we have open house and school tours. And this year at 9 o'clock, we're having a ribbon cutting for the new Father Blaine Learning Commons. So we will have the chamber there and everything. So that'd be pretty neat. So anybody who wants to attend that, 4 o'clock, we start our parade light up. 5:30, we leave the field house for the parade. 7 o'clock, we're playing in Plainville. And at 9 o'clock, there's individual class reunions all across town. So, anybody who wants to know where your classes are, we start at the 5 year and we'll all the way up to the 65 year.
I also want to tell people and warn people that with your parade that starts at 5:30, if you're going to be in the parade or if you're planning on going to the parade and you're thinking, well, they're going to, we can make it to Maine. If you're not coming in from the east side of town, going down Hall Street, once your parade starts at 5:30, it's tough for people to get down.
We do stop. We do stop to let the traffic go through. We started that last year.
You and I
don't know that because we're already downtown. But all the way from Hall Street to Main Street, We will have people at every one of those intersections stopping the parade and letting, if there's a lot of cars starting to line up, and they do that at Hall Street.
Oh, good.
Too.
Okay.
But if it's better if you can get away from that.
Yes.
But if not, we do have people in those places.
It'll still back you up if you're trying
to
get there.
Yeah. So Saturday, we're just Saturday now, and Saturday we start at 10 o'clock with coffee and visitation in the school lobby. 11 o'clock is our deceased alumni mass in the Marian Chapel, which is always very nice. We name all of the alumni who have passed away in the last year, and then the honor classes get to say the names of everybody in their class who've passed away. It's very nice, very touching. 12 o'clock is the Dutch lunch in the TMP dining room. We have food and drink, and then at 1 o'clock there's an alumni soccer game. And at 5:30, our dance starts out at a banquet, and dance starts at the Rose Garden Banquet Hall. This year, our honor classes are the 25-year class of 94 and the 50-year class of 69. Special recognition to the class of 40-year class of 1979. We have alums that are coming back that are out of school 65 and 70 years.
Wow.
Out of high school that long. That's older than I am.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kind of close.
No.
So that's what's going on. And if you don't know where your class reunion locations are for Friday night, just call us at the alumni office at 625-9434.
We'll tell
you where they're at.
Are they listed anywhere online?
I think they're listed on the webpage at school, I believe. They're at Thursday's, the press, Gellas, VFW, the venue at Thursday. We have like three or four of them at Thursday's. Golden Q, Tiger Burger, Precision Valley, Toby's, and Sip and Spin. I think we got everybody covered. So if you go to any of those places, you're going to hit somebody that's having a class reunion.
Exactly. Well, if people have more or need more information, I guess they could just call out to TMP and they can get some of those problems solved.
They sure can.
All right. Well, thanks, Wanda, for coming
in today.
And we'll see you at the parade. Again, 5:30 is the parade time, downtown Hayes along 17th Street. And it starts at 5:30 on Friday of this week for TMP Marion.